The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so goal for today is let's read all the halachos about what the Rambam calls Haggadah, and that way we'll have a basis to work on. I don't want to work on the questions that we raised yesterday because I think we need the facts. So let's start off just with the first halacha again. Mitzvah Seisei Shel Torah, L'saper B'nisim B'niflah, Shnasu L'Avosinim B'Mitzrayim, B'Leil Chamish Asar B'Nisan. See, that supports your argument, Chaim, that remember this day would seem to imply that the stuff that you're obligated to remember and talk about is the stuff that happened on this day. But then that's a little too restrictive because clearly we talk about, like, you know, the events leading up to it, right? Not just that day, you know. Kamash Nemar Zachoras Yom HaShabbos. Uminayin Shabbalel Chamish Asar. Okay, so now this is, I alluded to this question yesterday. So you have Sipur, which according to the Mishnah Torah is from Zachor, and according to the Sefer Mitzvot is from V'higat Labincha. But then he says in Beis, Mitzvah Lahudiya Labani V'afilu Loshalo, which makes it sound like a separate thing. Right, it's a mitzvah to tell, to make known to the children, even if they don't ask. Shneimar b'higadah l'bincha, as it says, you should tell your son. So that's the reverse of the sefer mitzvos. Lefi daito shabein avi melamdo. We read this yesterday. Ketzad imhaya katan otipesh omer lo bni kulanu haynu avanim kmo shivchazo ukmo evitzeh b'mitzrayim uvelayla hazeh pada osanu hakadosh baruch hu yatan l'cheres. It is funny because that he only also talks about that night. The thing we mentioned yesterday about the no nisim. It's also interesting he says v'nisim shenasu lana al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an interesting detail. Yeah. It's always hard when someone only gives you one example of something. You don't know how much to abstract, you know? Yeah. Okay. V'tzarech la'asu. Yeah. Not in Taryag, right? And he uses this lashon in, let's say, in Kriya Shema. We'll do another Mitzrayim one. Like he says, so after introducing Pamayim B'chol Yom Korin as Kriya Shema, Be'erev uvabo Kriya Shema, V'shach B'chav K'mecha, B'shash Shederech B'nei Adam, Shelch B'nei V'zeh Hi Laila, V'shash Shederech B'nei Adam, Omdim V'zeh Hu Yom. So that's the mitzvah. Then he tells us, Umahu kore shlosh parshios elo, v'hein shema, v'hayayim shemoa, v'yom, uv'yomer. Umahdimin lekros parsha shema, m'pnei sheish ba sivoy al yichud Hashem, v'ahavaso, v'talmudo, shehu ha'ikra ha'gadol shakol talibo. Right, so that's the whole question about what's the who referring to, right? I think there's three ways to interpret it.
Well, yichud Hashem, right. Ava, and then
Talmud. Oh, so I learned it differently. So either it's yichud Hashem, because that's the most important one,
right.
Or it's Talmud, because that's the most recent one, right? When you're using pronouns and antecedents, right?
Oh, you're saying from like a
like how you read it. Point. Yeah, right, okay. Right.
I just thought there was like those three options.
And then the third option is that they're all unified, and that that triplicate is the Iker. Yeah.
Does that mean there are four options?
Why four?
Because if Ava is also an option, then it's four.
No, I don't think Ava is an option. That's the one I think is not an option. Because that would not make sense grammatically or conceptually. Okay. Right? You see why? Yeah?
This is the question I thought. He was going to ask.
Yeah.
Does that mean three is one?
Well, no, that is the three is one joke. Because I think according to this option, then the three is one. Right. And I'll just share the theory here. Because there's one other place where the Rambam says, Ikra gadol shakol talui bo. And that is?
Three things.
No, that's in Yisodei Torah.
Right, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, in the first halachos, when he says Yidias Hashem, Hamitzvah, Yidias Devarze Mitzvah Sase, right, of the Yisodei Yisodos, etc. Shneimar Anochi Hashem Lekacha V'chol Malei Adai Toshiyei Hashem Eloka Acher Chutz Mize Over Belo Sase Shneimar Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Upanei The Kafar Ba'ikar Shezehu Ha'ikar Hagadol Shakol Talibo. So my pshat is that Yedias Hashem Anochi, that's the Iker. But the Derech of being Makayim, that Iker, is Yichud Hashem, the mitzvot of Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah. So that's why he's saying that the three of them, process-wise, in terms, you that ikkar is instilled via the three mitzvahs of Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Tamat Torah. So that's how you can refer to it as ikkar gadol. Yichud being Yedias Hashem. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's my job.
And the
ikkar. Yeah, yeah. And I think it's reasonable because it's the only time you use ikkar gadol shel tolei bo. So I don't think it's like a far fetched thing. Okay. V'achar havayim shmoa sheish ba tzivui al shar mitzvos kulan. V'achar kach parshas tzitzis shagam hi yesh ba tzivui al zichrias kol hamitzvos. Okay, but now he says like this. I know, right? Yeah. Afal pi she'in mitzvah tzitzis nohegas balayla, korin osa balayla, mipnei she'yesh ba zikorin tzitzis mitzrayim, u mitzvah lahazkir yitzis mitzrayim bayom uvalayla, shenemar laman tzitzkor ziyom tzitzcham eretz mitzrayim koin mechayacha. Ukriyas shalosh parshios elu al seder, ze hi hanikras kriyashma. So here, so the question is like, when he says mitzvah, I mean, in Hilchos Kriyashma, there's only one mitzvah. And that mitzvah is likros kriyashma pamayim bayom. So the question is like, in terms of a general methodology, what do you make of it when the Rambam within a mitzvah says mitzvah to do such and such, and he doesn't count it as part of teriyag, you know? Right. And he also doesn't relegate it just to the status of there is a halacha, you know? So that's kind of what we have in our case. No.
Huh.
I mean, except for the Zohar Seim Hazeh, but not the B'chol Yom one. Yeah, Yosef? Yeah.
Like the Yomer, like it's only Durban Kriyashma, and Doraisa, it's not part of the mitzvah of Durban.
Well, the Rambam holds that it's Doraisa, I think.
Holds what's Doraisa?
The three parshios.
The parshios like included in Kriyashma Doraisa?
I believe so. I believe the Rambam holds that. Yeah, there's a lot of machlokas on what is included in Kriyashma Doraisa. But I think he says, I think from the fact that he says, what did he say at the end? Kriyas shalosh parshas elu al seder ze hi hanikres kriyashma, and the mitzvah is likros kriyashma pamayim b'chol yom. So I think he holds that as deraisa. There are definitely other rishonim who hold that only the first pasuk is deraisa, or only the first parsha is deraisa. There might even be shita that says the first two parshas are deraisa, but I think Rambam holds all three. I'm sure the Yabshu would tell us. Oh, while we're here, by the way, just another fun machlokas to think about. There's too much fun stuff to think about in Pesach. Lama'an tizkor es yom tzeizcha meretz mitzrayim kol mechayacha. That's where Rashi learns out, I believe, if I'm correct. Hold on. Rashi. Wait, did it take me to the wrong one? No. No, I'm mixing it up. Yeah. No, it's there, but I think I'm reversing it. I think what I wanted to say was Rashi on Zohar Zayim Hazeh. Wait, there's too many things. Yeah, let's see. Zohar Zayim Hazeh. Rashi. Limit Shemaskin Yitzis Mishraim B'chol Yom. Yeah, oops. B'chol Yom. So just to say, maybe my point here is Rambam learns Zohar Zayim Hazeh is the source of Sipur. Rashi learns it's the source for Zohar Zayim Hazeh Mishraim B'chol Yom. And the Rambam learns that Lama'an Tizkor is the source of Yitzis Mishraim B'chol Yom, which doesn't quite fit into the pshat of the Psukim, because the Pasuk says Lama'an Tizkor, which is not saying you should remember. It's saying, "Lo socha alav chametz shivas yamin tocha matzo alav matzos lechem oni kipa chipazon yatzasam yirutz b'shaim lema'an tizkor." It's giving a tam for achilas matzah, so it doesn't even sound like it's a tziboy pasuk. And the Rambam, you know, makes a big deal about how you don't count things that are lema'an, which is maybe why it doesn't count this. But you know, so they're very strange to get the the system here. Maybe. Oh, in the Haggadah, the Mishnah? Yeah, right. So, I think it says Lama'an Tizkor, Asyom Tizkor, Kol Yimechacha, Kol Yimechayacha, Hayamim, Kol Yimechayacha, Halelos. Yimechayacha, Halam Zeh, Kol Yimechayacha, Rabos, Lahabilimus Mashiach. What was it? Rashi? Yeah, that, right. So now it's a question on the Mishnah, yeah. Now there are two things I don't understand, yeah. Well, if the Rambam's getting it from the Mishnah, you mean on the Rambam's rule?
No, you said that Rashi was getting it from
the Mishnah. No, you're saying Rambam's getting it from the Mishnah, yeah. Yeah, it's a question on Rashi and on the Mishnah. Yeah, Rambam's fine. Okay, anyway. All right, so then Mitzvah has to say, nope, we did that. Oh, also, he doesn't call it a mitzvah. Mitzvah lehodi
l'banim. I'm on the Rambam rule.
Yeah, it's question, right. But it's not really a question on the Rambam's rule, because the Rambam follows the rule, right? In terms of the strict count of the Tariag Mitzvahs. Yeah. It's some question.
Also, like mitzvahs, even like Daraisa, that aren't part of 613. Is that a thing?
Yeah, well, that I think that's kind of, yeah. No, I mean, I think that this is where that question is, of like things that we call mitzvos that are not counted as such. I also wonder what the Ramban, does the Ramban count Zireus Yitis Mitzrayim B'chol Yom as a mitzvah?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either, yeah.
Do you know if everyone even holds of 613?
No, definitely not. No, Ibn Ezra does not, and the Rabag does not, and yeah, the Rabag does not, because whenever he mentions 613, he says according to the traditional count, but he doesn't. Rabag has the my favorite shita, which is that the Rambam got all 14 principles right, but he didn't apply them correctly. And if you apply them correctly, then you'll get a different count. And he holds that it's lav davka, and it's only really the Rambam seems to be the one who was so rigid in the count of the mitzvos. The Ramban seems to have done it because of the Rambam and defending the Bahag, because the Ramban defended the Gaon. But I don't know if you ask the Ramban, like if the Rambam never, Chas v'Shalom, if the Rambam never existed, right? Imyal al-Hadas, if the Rambam never existed, then I don't think the Ramban would make such a big deal about the Tariag. Yeah, that's where he brings down these shitos of old that it's not a rigid thing.
Why Rambam and Rambam not be?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It does seem, you know why it's taking this one drasha from a Rambam line and like making it into everything. Yeah. Halbertal has a thing on that though, I think, about why the Rambam did that.
Yeah.
I think we did. Yeah. But it was renewed in my mind because of reading Halbertal's Nachmanides, where he talks about it from that perspective, and such good books. All right. And I just got Halbertal Idolatry the other day. So I'm reading that for Pesach.
Is that like a statue of him that you
want? Yes. Idolatry. Yeah. All right. Mitzvah lehodi lebanim afilu leshalush nemar v'yikar lebincha. Lefi daito shemit. Oh, we just read that. Okay. Sarech lasos shinui b'la lezeh. So you need to, this is a different lashon, not mitzvah to, but you need to make changes on this night. Kadesh yiru habanim v'yishalu, so that your kids will see and they will ask, v'yomru, and they will say, Mani, or exclaim probably is a better translation. Manish tana halayla zemikol halelos. Ad shiyashiv lehem v'yomer lehem kach v'kach ira v'kach v'kach haya. So Revi points this out, but like this is not the manish tana that we say in the Haggadah. Because the manish tana in the Haggadah is something we read. This is the spontaneous manish tana that you have to elicit from your kids. So ketan mishana, how do you make these changes? Mechalik lehem klaios ve'agozim, you distribute parched grain and nuts. The okrim hashulchan milifneim kodem shiochlu, uproot the table from before them before they eat. V'chotvin matzah zemiyadzeh, snatch matzos from each other's hands. That's plain pshat as a chotev is to snatch. V'kiyotu b'dvarim ha'elu, and other things like that. So not lav davka these things, but things like that. Right. Right. Also unclear how long, like at a certain point, the kid's going to know that the dad's doing this just to get them to ask. And not, like intuitively makes sense at that point, you don't need to do this anymore. Like if they're asking naturally, then you don't need to do this anymore. But this is just something showing how far you need to go in order to get them to ask. My two favorite shinuim that I've heard was Rabbi Mann, I guess. When everyone went to go dip karpas, he put on latex gloves. Because I guess according, I don't know if we pass them this way, but we hold that you don't have to, or that there's a sheet that holds you don't have to wash if you're not touching the Yerek. And so like that got to get to ask. What was it? I thought I read not. Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought not, but maybe I'm mixing it up. And then my other favorite thing was the Warshaws. I think when their kids were young, after Karpas, they all the adults just went into the living room and pretended that dinner was over, which is like the extreme version of Okrina Soshokan. Yeah.
Okay. Before I was born.
Yeah.
Apparently, 1 year my older brother was 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I put it in the table.
Yeah.
Like after
That's the textbook case. Oh, that was also, I made why did I make this about the Ramban? I made a prequel meme about this. Hold on. Yeah, Yusuf?
Most people hold that, like, you don't have to do car pasta. And therefore, you're saying, like, the washing for a living is just a general sheet to that. For some reason, people only do on Pesachs.
Sorry. In general, you're saying that there are people who are not machmir to wash for dipping, but you do it on. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know that there are shitas who hold that. I think we're machmir to do it.
Right? Wasn't it like, isn't it just eating?
Yeah, with the Yad Shach Adam with the seven liquids.
No.
Yeah.
Like a pickle. You should check that to wash before you eat the pickle.
Right. Yeah. I think we are Mahmir, I thought.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hold on. Where's the.
I mean,
Am Yisrael is not. Where is the. This is relevant. Hold on. I'll have to find it later if I can't find it. I don't remember why I made it off of the Ramban. Maybe it's not here. All right, so I'll have to go. I'll have to find it later on.
I'm laughing at some of the memes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So then. Oh yeah. Here we go. So, Ein lo bein. If you don't have a son, ishto shalta. Then his wife asks him. Ein lo isha sholin zeh manish tana halayla hazeh. See, so that's funny, right? Like, he does seem to imply that this question does have to be asked, but asked, not read. Hmm. Right, yeah. I mean, you also read it, but yeah.
Is it a question in the way, is it Dafka's son or like child?
So the way Rebbe explained it is that it's Dafka's son. And the way he explained it is he said that when you so you have this priority, right? His ideal is son asks father. Second is wife asks husband. Third is they ask each other. And then fourth is v'haya levado shol la'atma manishtana la'alazeh. So he said that the criterion is ideally it has to be in the framework of Masorah. So Davka's son seeking knowledge from his father. And then if you don't have a son, then it is someone who lacks knowledge asking from someone who has knowledge. That's wife asking husband. And then if not that, then you have one person who has knowledge asking someone else who has knowledge. And then if you don't have that, then you just do the tzura of Shela and Shuva, which is the Derech of Limud. Yeah.
So just going to affirm again, still I think you put daughter before wife.
Why? I think daughter would be the same as wife because you don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah for your daughter or for your wife. Because women are not chayav in Talmud Torah.
I guess I still assume like as if the daughter's going to learn from someone, which... Is it going to say Dar would learn from the mother by default?
No, but I mean, at that point, you're already out of the strict mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I think that was Rebbe's point. Is that
not in Masorah anymore.
Right. Yeah. I think the daughter would be in the same category as the wife. Okay. But Tzarech la haskil b'gnus u'lasayim b'shavach. You need to start with degradation and conclude with praise. What? Yeah. What does that mean? Ketzad. And also start what? Right. Yeah. Maskil Umasapir Shibitila Hayu Abosino be made terra milfan of Kofrim Vitoin Afra Hevel Vrotin of Odazara. Okay, so we begin by telling that in the beginning our fathers in the days of Terah and before him were deniers of God, errors after Hevel. And Rodfin of Odazara, and they chased of Odazara. And we conclude with the Das Emes. Shekorin Kadosh Baruch Hu Lo. Here's another doofus thing. No, not there. That God, we conclude with the Das Emes, that God brought us close to him. I thought the doofus says La.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't. It's a question of whether it's the Das Emes or whether it's bringing close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Dilanamin HaTomim, and he separated us from, I think these colors are messed up. I don't know. I was trying to think, why am I highlighting this? Hold on. No, the colors got all messed up. Let's erase it. Okay. I have a color theory here. But anyway, hold on. Okay, so God brought us close to it. To him. Yeah, to him. Yudalami Natoim, and he separated us from those who stray, Vikirvana Lihudo, and he brought us close to his one as. Oh, so my theory is that this is Kofrin corresponds to Kirvana Lihudo. Toim Achare Hevel corresponds to Yudalami Natoim, and I know it's a different word. Toim means those who stray. And Messiah Bedasa Emes, and that corresponds to Rotin Avodazara. So you got the God, the manner of the relationship, or I guess the relationship to the reality, and then the religion. I don't know why he reverses the order. It goes A, B, C, C, B, A. All right. V'chein maskil umodia she'avadim hayinu lefaro b'mitraim. We also begin and make known that our fathers, that we were slaves to Paro in Mitraim, and all the evil that they did to us. So this is the Baal Kuntres' question is, you can't start something twice, because then by definition, one of them is not a start. So why does it say Maskil and then Bechein Maskil, you know? Yeah, so that's how the Rambam's passing is Rav and Shmuel, right? Rav says it's Maskil with Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and Shmuel says Avadim Hayino.
Right.
But the other question is, where does this play out in the Haggadah? Because, first of all, where in the Haggadah are we Messiah B'Shevach of Kirvana Li'Yehudo? You know?
I don't know about the Rambam. I think almost saying the Rambam pretty much in like one chat in the beginning.
What do you mean?
I'm saying that we
Am I missing something? So the question is, you know, he's presumably saying in the Haggadah we start with Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach. So if you look in the Haggadah, you can see where we say Mitchil Avdei Avodah Zarah Hayavaseinu. You can see where we say Avadim Hayinu, right? But then where do we see an idea of Kir of Liyehuda in the Haggadah? So you're saying Hala, that's possible.
That was my assumption.
Yeah, that is possible.
My assumption that was a Messiah B'Shevach.
Right. Yeah, so if you're going to say that, one question on it is where do you see the idea of Kirvana Lihudo in Halal? Okay, but I think there's a stronger question, which we'll see in a second. So when he says, Mitzayim Benisim, we said that, V'shnazul Avsim V'chei Ruseinu, V'hu Shiyidrosh Me'rami Ovid Avi Ad Shiyidmur Kol Parsha. So that's also interesting, is that he makes it sound like the Rami Ovid Avi is just to fulfill this second Shita, of Maskil b'Avadim Hayinu and b'Misayim b'Shevach. That's very weird, yeah. V'chol Mosif v'Marach b'Drash Parzazo, Harzei Meshuvach. The more you expound on this, then the Meshuvach. Okay, one last thing, and this will get to my question. Kol Mishilo Amar Shlosha Devarim Eilu B'Leil Chamisha Asar Lo Yatsa Yidei Chavaso V'Elohin Pesach Matzah Umar. Pesach Hashem Shepasach HaMakum Al Batei Avasinu B'Mitraim Shnemar Martim Zevach Pesach B'Chulei. Murorim Al Shem Shemiru Hamitzim Eschaya Avasinu B'Mitraim Mata Hashem Shenigalu, Udvarim Ha'ilu Kulan Hinanikrim Haggadah. Right? So these are all called Haggadah. Yeah. So my question is the Hallel that we say, it sounds like Maskil B'Gnus Umsayim Shevach is a din in Haggadah, in Sipur, you know? So we conclude our Hallel and our Haggadah, we conclude Magi with B'Tesis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So if you're going to say that the Kirvana Liyehudo is Hallel, if anything, I don't think it's going to be the Hallel Kodem Hasuda. Right? That's a real...
I was doing Hallel like after.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like to me, the Rambam reads smoothest if you say that all these halachos apply to just Haggadah, and then afterwards is going to be the mitzvah of Hallel formally. But we do Maskil B'Gnus Shevach all within Sipur, within... you know, that part
of Hallel at the end of the
that's no longer part of Sipur.
It's not possible.
Yeah. Although you could say, we said yesterday though that it is, right? Because we said that concluding with Hallel and Hodah is part of the Daraisa. So maybe you can say that. Yeah. Yeah, Yosef.
It could be the I guess reminder of the Rebbeim to say Shema.
I never thought of that before. That's funny. I mean, it can't be that practically because we say that before we even start Mitzchila Avodah Zarah Avoseinu and Avadim Hayinu. And the Drasha of Ramid Ovid Avi. But that's good. That is a mention of Yichud Hashem. That's funny. I never thought about that. So that's a creative answer. I don't want to dismiss it entirely, but yeah. Okay, so I think that's a good stopping point because then he goes on to. the other halachos, which is a question of why these other halachos. Yeah. All right. Whatever. We'll save that for next week. So next week, no shir on Monday or Tuesday. Okay. Have a good day.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.